It is time for some Tribe Talk and Trivia with Bob DiBiasio of the Cleveland Indians, brought to you by Dale's Market and Deli at 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. Bob joins us for the first of many talks this Indians season. And we're getting ready for an opening season, or opening in Houston. We're going to Houston. Who is that? Was that Dean Martin? As well. Bob, good morning. How are you today?
Hello, boys. Good morning to you. Happy opening day.
Oh, yeah. And some good news yesterday, especially for Mr. Kluber, our Cy Young Award winner.
Yeah, that was terrific. We had been working on that for a long, long time, trying to get Corey committed to a contract. Corey would have been in an Indians uniform through 2018 no matter what. This gives us a real opportunity from a business vantage point to really focus in on what our budget's going to be so that we can go about building a baseball team and for him to commit to these many years at the dollars that he did. It was a win-win for both sides, and he's excited, obviously, and he gets the ball tonight when we're in Houston at 7 o'clock.
Seems to be the case, too, with Carlos Carrasco.
Yeah, we're getting very close. I don't know if we've announced that one officially, because they have to go through a little bit more of a physical, but I think that one may be coming as well, and that would be a terrific announcement in its own right, simply because it just really does show the commitment that ownership has to making sure that this outstanding core group of young players stays together for the next 4, 5, 6 years, which is an eternity in our business. And it just gives our fans a real sense of stability on this roster, people that they can root for and know they're going to be here for a number of years. Again, it's reminiscent of what we did in the early 90s with some guys by the name of Charlie Nagy and Sandy Alomar and Carlos Baerga and that group. And let's hope we're able to realize some of the real fun things that group was able to do with this current crop of really talented players.
We're talking to Bob DiBiasio of the Cleveland Indians. The roster is now set for opening day. Any surprises you see there, or some names that fans need to kind of educate themselves on?
Yeah, I don't know if there's any real surprises. Once Gavin Floyd went down with his injury, that opened up a spot in the rotation. I'm sort of surprised, but I probably shouldn't be, at the fact that Terry went with 13 pitchers, meaning he has 8 bullpen guys on his roster, and that means only 12 position players. I thought that he'd probably go with 13 position players and 12 pitchers, but the 5 starters and 8 relievers comprise that 13-man pitching staff. So I guess the one name that people may not be familiar with, Anthony Swarzyk, has been on and off again with some injury, pitched with the Minnesota Twins most recently. But other than that, I think everybody on this baseball team is a name that people should know from following it a year ago and 2 years ago and 3 years ago. Pretty consistent roster.
Well, the opening of the season for the Indians tonight against Houston, but the opening day is what we're all looking forward to on Friday. What do you have planned for us at Progressive Field?
Well, the game is at 4:10. Gates will open at 2. We'll have a balloon launch right at 2 o'clock in the right field, center field area to unveil the dramatically renovated right field district at Progressive Field. Can't wait to show that off to our fans. It's really unlike anything in Major League Baseball. It's pretty cool, so can't wait to get that rolling. And Gaylord Perry's going to be throwing out the ceremonial first pitch. He was the team's first Cy Young Award winner. It's our 22nd opener at Progressive Field, our 115th as a member of the American League, and our 23rd straight home opener sellout, dating back to our last game at Cleveland Municipal Stadium. So look forward to a lot of the pageantry that is involved in an opening day. Be in your seats by 3:30-ish if you want to make sure you catch all the pageantry that is a Cleveland Indians opening day.
We're talking with Bob DiBiasio of the Cleveland Indians. It's Tribe Talk and Trivia with Bobby D. We've done some of the Tribe Talk. Trivia is coming up right after this.
Start your day right. On your way to work, stop in at Dale's Market and Deli in Elyria for a cup of coffee and everything else you need to get through your Monday. Then start planning your next big blowout. Dale's Market and Deli provides fried chicken, deli, veggie and cheese trays, pastry trays, photo cakes, whatever you can think of for any special event or party. Just call or stop in. Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. Large enough to serve you, small enough to care.
All right, Bob. This is for someone can win four tickets to see the Twins and the Tribe on May 8th. It's your first Sugardale Dollar Dog Night. We've got four tickets for who can answer the trivia question that Bob has for us this morning. Bob, what is the Indians trivia you have for us today?
Today's trivia question will be in honor of Gaylord Perry throwing out the ceremonial first pitch and being the team's first Cy Young Award winner. Give us the year that Gaylord won that Cy Young Award for the Cleveland Indians, and how many wins did he have in that season?
What year did he win the Cy Young for the Indians, and how many wins did he have? We'll take the first caller in at 322-0930 or 246-0930, picking up those four tickets from the for the Indians and the Twins on May 8th. This is our Tribe Talking Trivia with Bobby D. We'll talk again next Monday, Bob. Have a good opening day. We'll see you out of the stadium.
Thank you, boys.
Tribe Talking Trivia on WEOL brought to you by Dale's Market and Deli at 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. 322-0930, 246-0930. What year did Gaylord Perry win the Cy Young for the Tribe when he was with the Tribe, and how many wins did he have that season?